Well, this morning we are continuing in a sermon series we're calling I Am. It's a sermon series where we are looking at all of the different ways Jesus describes himself in the Gospel of John. You'll remember there are 7 different I Am statements. Jesus says things like, I am the bread of life, or I am light. Last week we talked about Jesus when he said, I am the gate, and this morning's scripture continues that same passage. Where Jesus says, not only is he the gate, but he is the shepherd that leads the sheep through the gate. We're going to look back at the scripture that Sarah just read, but before we do, will you join with me in a word of prayer? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are our potter. We are your clay. Melt us and mold us, make us and use us, have thine own way. Amen. Well, on October 21st, 1942, a 52-year-old pilot by the name of Eddie Rickenbacker boarded a B-17 Flying Fortress to travel to the Pacific Theater to serve as a war consultant with the Air Force. Now, joining Rickenbacker that day for his 1,800-mile flight from Hawaii to the Pacific Islands were 6 airmen who were well-trained, and they were charged with the responsibility of keeping Eddie safe for his journey. Unfortunately, the flight never made it to its destination. You see, later they would say it was an equipment malfunction. Several hours into the flight, the navigation system began to go, and they started to fly blind. Rickenbacker tossed out all of the non-essential equipment to try and save on gas, but eventually, the 25-ton aircraft hit the water. Now, 8 days, the crew spent floating aimlessly in a series of rafts. They had managed to keep a few supplies, a first aid kit, a flare gun, a couple of hand pumps for bailing water, 2 sheath knives, and a pistol. Now, they tried fishing, but of course they didn't have anything for bait. They had consumed all of their rations, they had drunk all of their clean water, and yet they were still no closer to rescue. In fact, one of the airmen had died. He was buried at sea. The others were just hanging on. And then a miracle happened. A divine blessing from God. You see, one afternoon during a prayer service where these men were singing hymns and saying prayers to help keep their morale high, Eddie Rickenbacker said that he looked up to the sky, and there above him in the sky was a seagull circling the rafts. Now, what a bird was doing hundreds of miles from shore, no one knows. But the bird descended and landed right next to Eddie. And slowly, he reached out and he grabbed the bird by the legs. That night, the men ate meat. They used the intestines of the bird to go fishing, and of course, they survived. Now, legend has it, from that moment on, whenever Eddie Rickenbacker saw a seagull, he would always stop and say thank you to the bird. He knew that the only reason he was alive was because that bird wasn't. It died so that he could live. Sacrifice. It's what we honor here this weekend. It's what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day, it's not the start of summer. It's not an excuse to wear white to church. Memorial Day is not a Monday off so you can go to the lake. No, Memorial Day is so much more than that. It's the day when we recognize the sacrifice that others have made on our behalf so that we can live. You realize, don't you, the only reason you could get up and come to church today, the only reason you are here is because people you did not know laid down their life for you. Thank you, Eddie used to say to the birds. Thank you. You see, there are some debts that we simply can never repay. And so Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep." The hired hand, he runs away when he sees wolves, but I lay down my life. No one takes it from me. I do it on my own accord, sacrifice. It's what our scripture passage is about today as well. It's a scripture passage all about a shepherd who's willing to do anything it takes to look after the well-being of his sheep. Now, normal shepherds don't do that. Normal shepherds don't stick around when wolves show up. They don't put their life in front of sheep who don't even recognize the sacrifice. Normal shepherds protect themselves first and their investment second. But good shepherds, Jesus says, good shepherds place the needs of others above their own. Of course, it's not a decision that's forced upon them. No, a good shepherd does it willingly, sacrifice. People have laid down their life so that you can be here today. So the only question we need to ask ourselves on this Memorial Day weekend, the only question that truly matters is this. Who are you sacrificing for? Whose life will be divinely blessed because of you? I saw an article not too long ago about a company based out of Essex, England, where you can hire out professional actors to attend local funerals. The company is called Rent-A-Mourner, where for $34 an hour, you can have a trained professional come and attend your funeral posing as a friend or loved one. Now, during their time at the funeral, these actors will speak in heartfelt ways about you. They'll lift up all of your best exploits, and they'll do so with tear-stained eyes. Now, according to the company's website, quote, "These professional mourners will study in detail the background of the deceased and will create an elaborate backstory to explain their relationship. They usually work in pairs of two or three to give each other support. And on the day of the service, they will wear whatever dress code has been specified, whether that's somber black or the colors of the dead person's beloved football team." Now, let me ask you a question. Why on earth does a business like this actually exist? Why? Well, it's because some people are deathly afraid that no one's going to come to their funeral. Some people fear that they haven't made enough of an impact in their life. They haven't touched enough people. They haven't made enough relationships so that when they are gone, no one will remember them. Some people worry that much. Maybe that's why the great 19th century author Albert Pike once said, "What we do for ourselves, it dies with us. But what we do for others and for the world, it lives on and is immortal." No, the question is not whether or not you'll be asked to lay down your life one day. The question is, who are you laying down your life for? Because whether you want to admit it or not, well, each of us are dying. Each of us are moving closer and closer to an eternity with God. So the question is, who's going to show up at your funeral? Who's going to show up and say, "Yes, I knew her. I'm here today because of her. Her sacrifice allowed me to have life." Now, the question is not whether or not you will die. The question is, what are you dying for? A friend of mine graduated from the University of Virginia with high honors. 22 years old, and she got a job on Wall Street making six figures. Just one of her business suits cost more than my entire wardrobe, and I am a well-dressed man. The rest of us were slumming it in grad school, trying to make ends meet. She was living uptown. She had what she always wanted. 2 years passed before I saw her again. I ask her why she quit her job. I ask her why she moved back to small town South Carolina. Didn't she miss the city? Didn't she miss all of the excitement of Wall Street? She had worked so hard to get there. And to give it up that quickly, it just seemed unthinkable. But she just shook her head. I just couldn't do it anymore, she told me. Every day I got up and I resented that I had to go to that place. They didn't just want my life at that company. They wanted my soul as well. It was killing me, she said. The job was killing me. Yes, each of us are dying for something, and the question we must ask ourselves is it worth it? Are you giving your life for the right thing? Are you laying down your life for the right thing? Because until you can answer that question, well, the truth is you won't truly live. Until you know who or what you are dying for, you won't experience the abundant life God has in store for you. Because it's in giving, Jesus says, that we receive. It's in sacrificing where we are sanctified. It's in laying down our life where we find that we are lifted up again. I am the good shepherd, he said. And I lay down my life for my sheep. Yes, Jesus knew exactly who he was called to sacrifice for. So how about you? Who is it that needs you to put aside your wants and desires so that they can live? How about you? Who is it that needs you to lay down their life so that they can be blessed? Because I'm sure there's someone out there. There's someone out there in your life right now that is just floating along and they are hoping for a miracle, and maybe that miracle is you. Maybe you're the answer to their prayers. And so I know of a man who went to visit his wife every day in a nursing home. Advanced dementia is what the doctor said it was. Every day he would show up and he would feed her breakfast. Every day he would go there and sit beside her as she watched TV, even though she could not remember his name. He would wait beside her day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And every night, the nurses would come and put her to bed again. He was there no matter what. He would show up no matter what. Now, one day, he was running late, trying to make it to his wife before breakfast, or hurrying as fast as he could when someone told him to slow down. It's okay, they said. She's not going to know you're not there. She doesn't even know your name. No, the man replied. But I know who she is. And that is all that matters to me. Now, what we do for ourselves, it dies with us. What we do for others and for the world, it lives on and is immortal. I am the good shepherd, he said. I lay down my life for my sheep. So on this Memorial Day weekend, may you have the courage to give your life so that someone else can live. May you live and give of yourself freely so that someone else can be blessed. And when your days on this earth are done, and when you find yourself on the other side of eternity, when others gather in somber black, friends and family alike, may they say of you, "Yes, I knew him. I'm here today because of him." May your life be so richly blessed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you pray with me? Freely, freely, O Lord, you have given to us. Freely, freely, we receive. We pray, O Lord, that we would pour our lives out for others, that in giving we might find that we ourselves are blessed. In sacrifice we might find we ourselves are sanctified. We thank you, O God, for your sacrifice on our behalf. May we live lives worthy of such a gift. Amen.